this up.
Hello.
What's up? Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 6 of A Bite from Adam's Apple.
Yes.
This week, we watched a movie called Dinner and Driving.
Yep. Not to be confused with...
Driving and Dinner.
True. Yes.
Or Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, both of those are very confusing.
Or Lunch and Driving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or Dinner and Cycling. Yeah. It's also one...
That one is much better.
Yeah, that was... Anything would be much better.
So, the general consensus between us was...
Hey, now. You don't know my opinion.
Oh. Okay. I believe the general consensus between us is we were particularly fond of this movie.
Okay, well, we'll get back to that in a little bit. So... I lost my train of thought.
Toy Story 3. Why don't we start with number one on Andrew's list of notes?
No.
I write poo-poo.
How about start with a brief synopsis so they even know what we just watched?
Okay.
So I'm not sure what we just watched.
There's a guy named...
Okay, wait. Okay, I have a synopsis pulled up.
No, that's cheating. We have to stop.
Yeah. Okay. Please did you guys know he was a writer?
Yeah.
So there's a guy named Jason. He's a writer, and he's gonna get married to this girl named Laura. But then this girl named...
Can you be like a little bit more monotone, please?
He was gonna get married to a guy named Larry. No.
Okay. So I'd like to point out, I did not know the names to these characters until probably about an hour and a half in, and then I finally got one of them or something like that.
Yeah.
So he was gonna marry Laura. And then Grace came back, and he had...
Grace was his girlfriend back
in... You're awful at explaining this.
Okay, I'll explain our plot. So, Andrew kind of got the basis. He's about to marry Laura, and then Grace, his girlfriend from college, hears about this. So she decides to take a visit. They go out for tea, right?
And coffee?
It was coffee. Please get off
your high horse. Get off your high horse.
Garrett, okay.
Are you off your rocker?
Can I please request that you get off of your high horse?
I'm off of it. I just climbed off.
Okay, now go and take it and take the saddle off. Okay. And I don't know what you do,
okay,
of course.
So with the new arrival of Grace, Laura starts to get kind of jealous a little bit.
Chop its legs off.
That's true. That you could... That would definitely disable it.
After Laura gets kind of upset, you kind of see tensions flare a little bit. And then you've also got his brother, Jason's brother, named Larry.
Frank.
I still don't know the name. Frank kind of has this idea that you shouldn't ever be with someone, and that's the ideas that he sends with Jerry, right? Jason. I still don't know the name.
This movie had more characters than it needed.
So those are the ideas that he gives to Jason. Anyway, we kind of go through a little bit, and there's a lot of... I don't know if
there's
I fell
a lot of unnecessary drama.
Yeah, and so finally,
I think you did.
I think I might have. But finally, we have Jason.
Kate's asleep right now.
I'm good.
We finally have Jason end up cheating on his fiance. Oh, he did propose, by the way. He wasn't thinking about it by this point. He had already proposed, and he cheats on her while she's in New York. Then she finds out about it at their engagement party and breaks it off. And he's like, "Oh darn." And then it turns out his brother believes in marriage and is actually getting married, like, the day afterward. So you'd really think Jerry's kind of screwed.
Yep. There's no one named Jerry. His name is Grace.
Hang it.
So, if you were confused by that summary...
That was still a terrible
you
summary.
You didn't tie in Adam Scott into that at all.
That's,
but
we'll get
because there was literally...
Okay.
Adam Scott was so not important to this
point. I think I could do a better summary in 4 sentences.
Okay.
That was a random number, so
okay,
I...
Okay, go with 4 sentences.
Okay. Jason likes Laura.
That's 1.
His girlfriend Grace comes back.
2.
He cheats on Laura with Grace.
3. This will have to be very compound.
I have to think about this last one.
Compound complex.
Laura, although upset... comes to realize Jason had good intent, and they get back together, realizing each other's mistakes, and Jason realizes stuff.
Except that they didn't really get back together in the end.
Yes.
He loses a dog. That was the final scene.
I think she gave him a test.
She gave him a test with the dog, and the last scene is him letting the dog go, and it runs away. So
she wanted to see if he could make a commitment, so she was like, here, take care of this
dog. So was that symbolic? Yes. Oh, man. I didn't even catch that.
There was a lot of symbolism in this movie.
That's true.
There were some really cool transitions, I'll give it that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, the only thing I had.
So, now the important part of the movie is Adam Scott's role in this movie.
And the star of the show himself.
What? Actually, he was not the star in this show at all. He showed up a few times. Very few.
But he stole the performance.
So
he's our star.
He stole the screen.
So this is Larry.
He's the star in our hearts.
Okay. So Adam Scott plays a character named Larry, who is actually... he had started dating Laura's sister a few weeks ago.
Right? That was such an uninteresting character. Laura's sister.
What? So was Adam Scott.
No, Larry was more interested.
Yeah, Laura's sister literally just giggled.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, he had met Adam. Then they went to Paris, and they decided, let's get married on the fly. This kind of affects...
Frankie the Fly?
Is that part of the,
We're not there yet.
Oh.
So...
It's not part of that.
But you didn't even know what I was going to say.
The Adam Scott,
Podline Theory Universe?
Yeah.
I was going to say the... Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So Adam Scott ends up kind of influencing Jerry in his decision.
Jason. Just whatever, screw it.
Jerry. In his decisions to get married with Laura. And that's kind of what pushes him to actually get married.
Yeah, they kind of showed this ideal couple that's mm-hmm. always intense. And it's what Jason thinks his relationship should be. And so he's kind of unhappy that his relationship can't get to that.
But see, the thing is, he thinks that this relationship is perfect, but I don't think it's a perfect relationship. Even though it kind of looks that way, it was, like you said, on the fly and kind of impulsive. And I think that comes back later when he realizes that he didn't really want to get married to Laura.
Yeah, there's a lot of different people that he keeps. It kind of ties back into the... Gosh, now here I am analyzing this awful movie.
No, this... You guys don't like this movie, but I thought it was good.
And now that I think about it, it kind of tied into the end whenever his brother told him that he needed to get his own ideas. Because now that I think about it, he kept comparing his relationship to everyone around him. And everyone around him was awful, actually.
So this is really Adam Scott's movie.
What? No. Because there was Adam Scott's relationship, which was like this ideal, really intense one. Then there was his brother's former relationship, where you don't actually, keep any, you just go with impulses. And then there was Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, who Michael. Was married and he seemed happy, but both him and his wife were having two separate affairs. Well, his wife was having more of an affair. He kissed someone. And he freaked out a lot about kissing someone.
Michael was probably my favorite character in the whole thing.
He's cool.
No, yeah. Michael was not as good as Tony.
How about Albert?
Albert.
Albert was my favorite.
Neil!
Neil was the bartender at the very beginning of the movie. And
No. Tony was the bartender. Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Neil was the waiter.
Neil was the waiter halfway through the movie.
That's scary. Alfred. I don't know. Alfred or Albert?
No. Alfredo.
You thought it was Albert. You thought it was Adrian.
Adrian.
Anyway, he was this guy who was in one scene.
Aiden. That's what it was. You said Aiden.
There were so many names thrown out.
It could have been any one of those.
We were talking about the waiter and the bartender as if they were major characters, but they were literally only referred to.
It was like, thanks, Jerry. Like that.
No one's named Jerry in this movie, Garrett.
I think we should rate Adam Scott's performance. We talked about what he did, but I think we need to talk about how we liked it and what our favorite part of his performance was, starting with Cade.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I liked his performance. I thought it was fine.
I thought his giggles were funny.
His giggles were funny.
There's Andrews. Andrews got his down.
He looked like he was having a good time.
That's a terrible answer.
He was pretty... Okay.
Try again.
I was going to say, I respect. Thank you.
Adam Scott's performance in this movie. That was a terrible answer.
I was saying thanks for respecting Adam Scott, because...
You're welcome.
I respect anyone who respects...
I liked the wedding vow scene whenever they were coming up with things on the fly and on the
fly.
No, good night.
Good night.
We can't even use that phrase.
That's what I said when this movie started.
Good one.
They had a bunch of silly little vows, like, I promised to make pancakes in the morning, and I promised to clean up afterward. And everyone was, like, crying. Mm-hmm. It was very, very touching.
I can relate to Adam Scott so well from this movie, because he likes pancakes, and so do I.
So, my favorite part of his performance was actually the very first scene he's in. You kind of get his character archetype immediately by the way he's, like, interacting with his new wife. Like, I was impressed that he was able to easily portray how he would act for the rest of the movie. And he was a pretty static character, I would say. So we kind of got that solid feel right away. We didn't have to dig for his character. He gave us his character. I really like that.
It's true.
He threw it out there and let us have at it.
Let us swim in the character.
In his character development pool.
That
his
he didn't have development because he's a static character. Next segment.
Is it time for the Adam Scott Podline Theory Universe?
I think it's time for the Adam Scott Podline Theory Universe.
Okay.
So how does this Adam Scott performance tie into the Adam Scott Podline Theory Universe?
So this is 98, right?
This is 98.
Holy guacamole. Holy guacamole.
Okay, so what if... Because all the characters in this film, affair, okay? They're all having affairs.
Yeah, it's
what
like,
if... Except for at Larry, right? Larry doesn't have an affair.
Mm-hmm.
What if Larry is Scott from Girl, who had...
Isn't that the entire point of the Podline...
Yeah, it is.
He's Adam Scott from every Adam Scott movie.
That's the time period. That's what I'm saying. He left.
He had just finished. He'd kind of grown out of the character of Scott and moved into the character of Larry, as in, like, he
so
personally in his brain developed rather than a momentary pleasure type personality to a more, like, long term. Personality. Is that what you're saying?
And it still shows that he's still impulsive, even after the events of Girl. Just now he's less creepy and doesn't, you know, stand over them.
Yeah.
What if when... What's his name? Jason was having the flashbacks in this movie. Maybe that was, like, somehow created a parallel universe that Adam Scott was able to hop onto... And go back in time and keep himself from dying in Hellraiser 4.
Wait, what just happened?
Maybe I'm overthinking this.
Yeah, we already came up with a theory of how he survived Hellraiser
4. Oh, we did? Was that last episode?
Yes, that was the...
how did it happen
again?
The
heroin.
The morphine heroin, yeah.
From... Where was that? What was that from?
I don't remember.
We said maybe he didn't quite die, and he got transported to the hospital and got addicted to heroin from morphine, which is why he had the drug problem in Payback.
Not bad. Maybe.
True.
Maybe Defiant Con Officer went back in time with the rest of Star Trek people.
That's true.
And somehow manipulated the past. Maybe causing the morphine thing that you're talking about.
Yeah,
I think it's a.
I think we can get through Hellraiser.
That's a fair.
Welcome to the Hellraiser podcast.
Okay, we need to add to the spreadsheet of our favorite Adam Scott movies. So it's not too long right now, so I'll still read off the list. Mine, I'll tell you, it was a little convoluted last time because I said Frankie the Fly twice on my list. It left off, I think, Girl. So let's read off. Okay, Cades from worst to best. Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, Star Trek, Girl, Payback.
Can I see my list?
Yeah.
Okay, from least to greatest, I would definitely say Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, and then this.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
Jack.
Mine is Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, Girl, Star Trek, and then Payback.
Where was
and
the
I would
new...
say oh. that... I would say that this type of movie is, like, very... similar to the style of Girl, but I thought Girl had some more redeemingly funny lines in it, so I'm gonna put it...
We forgot to mention that.
I'm gonna what?
That this movie was supposed to be a comedy.
Oh yeah, it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a lot of things that it wasn't.
But it's funny at times.
I would say I would put it Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, what is this, Dinner and Driving, mm-hmm. Girl, then Star Trek Payback.
Okay. All right, would you like me to go?
Go for it.
So right now mine is Frankie the Fly, Girl, Hellraiser, Star Trek, and Payback. I'm going to slide Dinner and Driving right above Girl, making it Frankie the Fly, Dinner and Driving, Girl, Hellraiser, Star Trek, Payback.
You thought Hellraiser was better than this?
Hellraiser was so fun.
See, Hellraiser was kind of, like, entertaining.
Yeah.
Because you, like, I don't know.
This is the first one. I mean, Frankie the Fly will always, always be on the top of that list from worst to It's going to be very hard to kick Frankie the Fly off of the top of that list for me. But this one, I just did not find entertaining.
Mm. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go Hellraiser, Star Trek, Frankie the Fly, Girl, Dinner and Drive. No. Frankie the Fly, Dinner and Drive, and Girl, Payback. Put it between Frankie the Fly and Girl.
That's your opinion.
Girl is so good. Holy cow.
We also need our question for Adam for the day, or for the podcast.
For the day.
Oh, true.
So, Adam,
do you believe in watches?
It's a good question.
Wait, did you see Air Bud after this movie aired?
I just watched Air Bud in between the time that we recorded this podcast and...
Oh, okay.
We just watched.
It's because they had the subliminal Air Bud advertising in this movie.
That is true. They did have that.
Just think, they had the dog... And they had the billboard with Air Bud on it in the background.
Was this actually just like a infomercial on Air Bud? Mm.
This whole thing was just an advertisement for Air Bud, yeah.
Hey, guys, do any of you have a hat that I can borrow so I can type the description of this movie?
This movie had a lot of great funny moments because they were confusing and really out of place. Like one of the first things you see in the movie is the main character, Jason, not Jerry, is typing on a computer, and he says, like, I'm a failure. I am not an artist. My writing is poo-poo.
I write poo-poo.
And we were quite... That was...
The best part of the whole movie.
That very quickly set up what we could expect for the rest of the
movie. And then it all went downhill from there.
Yep.
The other thing he liked to do while typing on his computer was wear a funny hat.
This hat made a single appearance in the movie, and it was only while he was typing
on it. Please get off your high horse.
It was twice?
Yes. What, both times was he at that computer?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, then that further proves my point. He apparently only wears this hat while typing on the computer. There was a moment where the phone rang, and so whenever he got up, he had to take off the hat so he could go answer the phone.
It's his thinking cap, man.
That's true. It's his thinking cap. We'll go into our would you recommend this movie, Kate? And if you would, to whom?
That's a good question. Would I recommend this movie? Right off the bat, I want to say no. Right? But I would recommend this to my AP English teacher.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I feel like she would really appreciate this movie.
No, actually, she would hate this movie.
Yeah, it would actually... She would... There's quite a bit...
Wait, why? Why necessarily?
The kid's about to explain.
There's a lot in this movie that she could go into depth about.
Rhetorical devices that this movie... The writing in this movie, I think, was very good. The acting and some of the directing kind of... It made it falter.
Yeah, it was rough.
And a little bit of the writing was a little bit weak at times.
Yeah.
But there were...
You can't put the blame on just... Certain people. It was a little bit of everything.
All right, so Jack, would you recommend this movie after that?
I don't remember what I said about Girl, but it's basically the same in my opinion. So I'm gonna say no. I'm not. I wouldn't recommend this to my worst enemy, which just happens to be Andrew. Actually, Andrew, I recommend this movie for you. I think you should watch it again.
Okay. Right now. I recommend this movie to you.
Oh, okay. You want to watch it together again right after this podcast? We have a movie watching party.
I've been to one of those.
Wait. Yeah. I feel like we just watched it.
Yeah. Hey, let's never watch it again. If that leads anything into what I recommend this movie, Garrett, I would say no.
The real question is, if you had to watch one of these movies again, would you rather watch Frankie the Fly or this?
You get to see Butt Guy again.
That's true. That's true. Why is this a question? I would pick any other movie.
Would you rather?
Andrew, would you recommend? I never ask you specifically.
Oh, yeah. But I'm up for it.
I figured when you were arguing with Cade that you would.
I recommend all things.
All things?
Have I ever not recommended something?
I don't know. But does that mean you recommend all parts of the movie to all people in the world?
I don't recommend the scene where they drink coffee to non-coffee drinkers.
That's being very considerate.
Basically, what Andrew is saying is this is a children's movie, and you should watch this with your family
because it's unrated.
Go watch it with your mom right now. Drop whatever you're doing and just go watch this movie with your mom.
Oh gosh.
Okay, we need to do a little bit of follow up since the last five episodes, because this is the first episode that we've recorded after releasing all five of the first episodes.
Because we like to procrastinate.
So we can talk straight to our viewers here.
Listeners.
Some would say.
Most would say.
Hey, listen up. Hey, listen up, listeners.
Hey, come on now. Lend us your ears.
open your listening holes. We got something to say.
What did we have to say, Andrew?
I hope we're listening.
I'm glad we got your attention because we have something very important. So important that it could alter the your reality, and Andrew's about to tell it to you right now.
Honestly, at this point, tell your friends about the A Bite from Adam's Apple podcast.
That would be nice.
And perhaps leave an iTunes review. That'd be pretty cool.
We've gotten a couple anywhere,
actually.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple. My favorite one was simply titled Cade. And it said that my humor was on point, as well as all of our humor, but specifically
I spelled
not.
Your name wrong.
That is true. Random commenter, my name is spelled with a C, but I appreciate...
It's K-A-C-D-E.
Cacdi.
Cacdi.
The C is silent.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Be sure to check out a bite from Adam's Apple, .wordpress.com.
And while you're at it, check out
URL?
This is a URL that's like completely broke. All the URLs that are broken have %20% and then like.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah,
a lot. Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them do.
If you visit our blog, you can get exclusive content. Right, Andrew?
Like the description for the episode.
That's on iTunes.
Yeah, actually, there's no exclusive content. Maybe we can go write a.
That's not true. You get the thumbnails on the blog.
Oh,
but they're also on YouTube.
Okay.
You can if you want us to talk about something on the show, you can contact us via email, jagfeed@gmail.com,
or tweet us. You can tweet us at
jagfeedpodcast. @jagfeedpodcast. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can tweet us. You could AOL message us. But
actually, that wouldn't work.
But we.
You can try.
You can try it, but we're probably not going to answer.
You can scream really loudly into the sky, and we might hear you if you're right next door to us.
If you live close,
that'd be a surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam's Apple.
I mean, everyone has their own strategies, but those are just a few ways.
What was our point again? Open your listening holes.
Yes.
Yes, please open your listening holes.
And then open
your
talking holes. Open other people's
listening holes by using your talking holes.
So, if you can take anything away from this, just go open people's holes, please.